Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Lay Down One's Life by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15:13. True love comes with sacrifice. I will never forget the first time I walked into Walter Reed Bethesda Military Hospital. As a military spouse, I've always heard of this hospital. It was the hub where presidents are cared for and where military members who have been severely injured would find care. The truth is, I wasn't prepared for what I'd see when I arrived. I had no idea how many men and women I would see who had been amputated, had severe scars, who struggled with mental health issues, and who had sacrificed during their military service. More and more, I started to realize why those who served in the armed forces were true heroes. Even more so, I knew from the depths of my soul that many of my daily privileges were due to these brave men and women. Yet this immense thankfulness that I felt every time I entered the building was not just refreshing for me emotionally, but it reminded me of a deep spiritual truth. Just like the love of one's country draws military members to action, our God has done the same. His great compassion and love for us has allowed us to live in freedom, knowing that we will receive the ultimate victory, eternal life. He sacrificed himself so that I could be free from the bondage of law and sin. Even more so, because of his choice, I knew that I no longer had to carry the weight of my own guilt and shame. I was free to know that even though I hadn't been perfect and didn't deserve grace, he did it anyway. He gave of himself, despite the fact that I certainly wasn't worthy. He paid the price for my freedom. My response to a God who was willing to give it all is pure thankfulness and showing this same love to others. I love how Jesus says it in John 15:12-13. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. My prayer for you today is that you would recognize the depth of this love God has for you, and that this love will be a reminder of how we should love one another. May we be willing to serve and care for the needs of others, knowing that our God has done the same. There's no greater love than this. May we be always mindful of the great love that He has had for us and that He would give His life for us. And may this love compel us into action and intentional service to the world around us. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for loving me. Your death and resurrection on the cross were the ultimate sacrifice for me. God, help me to never take Your love for granted. Help me to see Your love as a motivator to lay down my life for You and those around me. Teach me how to have eyes to see the needs of others and to be willing to share my resources and support in a way that would bring You honor. Show me, Lord, how to love and give the way that You would call me to. I thank You for Your heart for humanity. You, Lord, are my hero. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to You is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.